The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who were in need of to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They said in reply, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking five loaves and two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing over them, broke them, gave them to his disciples, set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. A great theme of these readings is that of generosity. That first of all, Abram is, right before his conversion to becoming Abraham, as with Melchizedek, who is the great priest. And Melchizedek is reminding Abram about the generosity of God in his life. He's kind of sitting down at a meal with him. A meal was a very intimate experience. You only ate with people you trusted in those days. And Melchizedek is saying, "Do you remember the time that you were lost? Do you remember the time you had the flat tire on the side of the road and you didn't think you were going to get out of it and it was raining? It was that terrible event. And then God kind of saved you. Somehow the guy pulled over, helped you, you got where you needed to go. God is so generous in your life." And Abram sort of, he took that to heart, and he gave 10% to Melchizedek, the first tithing. And then in our second reading, we hear the great generosity of Jesus from Paul to the Corinthians. He's reminding the Corinthians of the generosity of Jesus, that he gave his body and his blood and gave it to us, gave his real and true presence, the fullness of love, the fullness of sacrifice, the generosity of God through the ages. And that is fulfilled in the multiplication of loaves, that in a place of scarcity, in a place where there wasn't much anything going on, the disciples are worried, what are we going to do in this place of scarcity? What's going to happen? How are these people going to eat? And Jesus is like, "I got this." And what do you got? Two, five loaves, two fish. The generosity of God feeds the 5,000. And it's sort of this great gift. And there's a line in that, which is, I think, one of my favorite lines in Scripture. "All ate and were satisfied." I don't know. I mean, I was a kid, teenager. I remember my mom would eat, you know, feed us dinner or lunch. "Is there any more food? What's for dessert?" Never satisfied. And I think that we can live in that place, but when we recall the generosity of God in our life, the way God has helped us, when we recall that, we can recapture that sense of gratitude, recapture that sense of true, deep satisfaction. All ate and were satisfied. And that's a gift of Corpus Christi, that Jesus fulfills the deepest desire, the deepest existential gift. All ate and were satisfied. When we're satisfied, we're at peace in our lives. And something that we have traditionally held and continues to be the case is that before we come to this table, we first have to seek forgiveness, right? At the beginning of every Mass, we do that penitential rite, which is an important gift of God, that God wants us to, first of all, be forgiven. God wants us to forgive others. Jesus says, before you go and place your gift on the altar, you first have to think about if anyone has anything against you, and then leave your gift at the altar, and then go and reconcile with that person. That's an important part of this sort of dynamic of Mass, is forgiving. Because if we don't forgive, our thoughts are in the past. There's something about someone who did something to me I'm thinking about, and I'm not engaged and present to this moment of which I'm going to meet the body of Christ. And with that, receive the generosity, receive the mercy flowing over me in order to be nourished so that all ate and were satisfied, right? So let us reflect on how it is that God has done such marvelous work in our lives in the past. Let us find ways to forgive and let go of the past so that we might live in this moment, engaging the true and real body of Christ, engaging the people around us, not just stuck in the past, in not being forgiving or not being forgiven or not forgiving ourselves. Let us truly be in the moment in order to truly encounter the real and true body of Christ in one another here, and in a special way in the source and summit, in that banquet that we're about to receive, the real and true presence of Christ in the bread and the wine, the real and true body and blood of Christ. Amen.